Okay, 101. Again, this, just sitting in front of God. Here I am, God is in God, and I can hear there and go on it high. And I mean, I'm in reality now. And that's the nice thing with these temples, God, the house of God, churches, or whatever. You dedicate them to the house of God and Goddess. So when you enter there, you are in their presence. Of course you are. Because your mind is now conscious about God. Your mind is in the presence of God, or rather, God is now in your presence, because we have a tendency to forget God and slip into this idea that here I am in just the world existing on its own, and I am the Lord and Master and enjoyer of everything I see. So just Krishna points out in the Bhagavad Gita that this is a certain, you could say, tamasic, illusioned way of looking at this world. But the real enlightened and functional sattvic, balanced and, yes, factual, working way is to see God everywhere. Because that's reality. This is God's presence. But as Prabhupada said on the altar here, especially God is present because you can hear, relate to God in a personal way, because God is actually personal, just like we are, and more than that. A loving couple. So it's very nice. This is reality. And now I'm sitting here saying to myself today, because as usual, I'm having this, and I don't know how to get rid of it, this kind of little, well, not so strongly now, but still gnawing feeling that you're not good enough, you should do something more, something else, and And, well, it's also because I don't feel accepted, generally, socially, in my environment. I'm kind of looking for my tribe, so to speak. As I think many of us do, but that's another story. But we also have that tradition there in this Krishna Quartus movement that you shall do more. Serve God more. You have an eternal debt to your guru and to God. So if you work for an eternity hard like this, just not caring about yourself at all, because that's selfish, then you will be happy after that eternity. Or, and I'm joking, of course, but anyway, then I'm sitting here, and it's as if Krishna says to me that, but now you're sitting here with us, we together here, and of course the devotees and the guru parampara, and this altar is so beautiful, everyone is here. And then, is there anything else that you should do now? Is there anything else that you should have been doing now? Is there anything missing in what's going on right now? And of course, our guy is sitting here thinking and answering, and yeah, of course not. This is what it's all about. This is what Krishna consciousness is about. So bhakti is about bhakti yoga, connecting to God and being conscious about God, Krishna conscious. That's what it's all about. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada says there in the Nectar of Devotion and in his lectures, that the most important principle, what this all is about, is bhakti yoga, is to always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Always remember God, be aware of God, and never forget God. And then you are in the presence of God always. I mean, if we should get philosophical, ontologically, you're always in the presence of God, but it's about our conscious where we focus it into this dream, which this world is, this temporary material reality or existence, or to reality, that which doesn't just seem to be reality, but to, that actually is. And that's where I'm sitting right now. And that's where you can also sit right now. And that's what meditation, sadhana, and all of that, temple programs, bhajan, time and all that, is about, for us to sit there, here, in reality, with God, with Krishna, and enjoy ourselves.